You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 252, Transformation or Death, Part 1. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that will transform your life over the next several years and far beyond. In the next few minutes, we will dive deep into a discussion that will shift your perspective of what we call reality. It will give you a clearer view of the times that we are living in. Before we get into our discussion, I want to remind you that it is very important for you to review past episodes because there is so much here to learn from. Our messages build on one another, so it is important for you to have a deeper foundation as we move forward. Our discussion today will have a few twists and turns, and some of you may want to take notes. So get ready. You will definitely need your pen and paper for part two. For those who are new to this podcast, I want to say welcome to you. If you find this information a bit confusing, it's because you need more background. Hopefully, it will resonate, even if you don't completely understand it. No matter what, you will receive much wisdom that will help you in your awakening. For our committed longtime listeners, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here and thank you for your time and dedication. And prayerfully, you are doing the work, putting this powerful information into practice in your daily life and continuing to study on your own. And before we move on, I most definitely want to thank everyone who is doing their shadow work in their internal light meditations. I love you all so much. You are the warriors of light. Know that you are those who were prophesied to come in the ancient texts. You are the powerful angelic beings of light who have come to assist humanity in the awakening process. Whether you are on this planet, within the planet, around the planet, or somewhere else in the universe or multiverse, thank you for your love and your light. We are ever so grateful for your assistance. I want to also acknowledge our ancestors and the forces of nature and the elemental forces that assist us in this fight to free humanity and all beings that desire to be free from this grip of darkness. We are truly being helped by every aspect of the light, from the awesome power of the infinite creator to every aspect of light that is around us. Thank you all for your assistance, and never ever forget how powerful the light truly is. We are now reclaiming this earth for the light. And now I want to share a profound dream with you before we dive into this complex message on transformation or death. We will go deeper into this in part two. Now, I have been working on this episode for about a week now, and the more I dive in, the deeper it gets. I know it may be a little much for most people, but it's a message that Spirit has put on my heart for several months now. I was working on it last night, and I started to get a little tired, so I took a break. And then I decided I would get up early in the morning and finish working on it. When Spirit gives me messages, I could really write a book on them. And so it is truly a task to figure out what I need to share in a few short minutes with you. It can be tough when there is so much they want to say about a subject. But sometimes it's all too much and it can get complicated. And we really don't want that. So my task is to keep it simple so that you can get the message as easily as possible. Now, this is a deep subject, transformation or death. And many people aren't ready for it, but we have to go there. We're not in a fairy tale, so things aren't going to just work out even if we don't do the work. Somebody is doing the work, even if you're not. Somebody is fighting for you, fighting for all of us when we are in our sleep state. Sleep, spiritually, as well as physically. This is real. But at some point, we all must awaken and take on the battle for ourselves. We must all grow. But so many refuse to do the work. They just want to believe that it's all going to work out and they won't have to do anything to bring it about. So this is what I continue to see with most people in our world today. So I want to share something very personal with you, a dream that I had this morning. And it was the perfect summation of this title of the show, Transformation or Death, on a very real level. It's something everyone can relate to. Now, in the dream, I was on vacation, and we were at a very beautiful hotel resort in the mountains somewhere. The hotel sat on a plateau that was covered with a lush green grass, and the mountains were all around us. It was just a very gorgeous view. I found myself in a room full of people, and if you travel, I'm sure you've seen these large rooms. This is where they take people when they are trying to sell you a timeshare. It was one of those settings. A large group of people filled the room, and there was a man going around talking to people, but he was not selling timeshares. He was speaking of a journey, and that journey was free of cost. And you know that the timeshares cost tens of thousands of dollars. So people began to listen to this man. He spoke of a beautiful journey, a spiritual journey that would take you to places that you could never imagine. He was very good at describing this beautiful journey that was free of cost. And so many people began to sign up for it. And everyone who signed up for this journey began to follow him outside. It was a large group of people, and we walked along the beautiful landscape to another building that was set aside just for us. No one else was there, just the group that wanted to be part of this beautiful spiritual journey. So we entered this magnificent space with tall arch ceilings and floor-to-ceiling windows. Everyone was excited and talking about the journey that we were about to go on. But after a few minutes, the man gave the people another chance to either go back or to stay. It was time to decide if they were serious about taking this spiritual journey. And at that point, I began to hear people say, "Well, you know, I got to get back." And others started saying, "Maybe next time." The entire energy shifted when it came time to commit to taking the journey seriously. Many of the people began to find reasons why they were not ready to go. So I left the room and went outside to ask if they could bring a driver to pick up the people who wanted to go back to the main hotel because it was a long walk. So they sent for a driver and the driver came. He was driving what seemed to be a large golf cart, somewhat like the ones you see in the airport where lots of people can ride on the back. When I returned to the room, it was empty. Only three people were left, two young women and the man who was our guide. And they were sitting on the floor meditating. I was in shock because just a few minutes before, the room was full of people who earlier seemed truly excited about this spiritual journey that we were all about to go on. And now they were all gone and only three people remained. And one of them was the guide. I quietly sat down on the floor to join them in meditation. My heart was saddened that so many people decided not to go on this amazing journey. After the meditation, I asked one of the young ladies, "What happened? What happened to our large group?" And she simply said, "The mass." And then I woke up. The mass. She was referring to the mass that people wear. How many poets have spoken of these masks? And I knew her answer was profound. I know that spirit was showing me that most people truly aren't ready for this spiritual journey or transformation, even though they wear the mask. They can only do it for a short time. This allows them to fit in to a group of people that seem committed to taking a spiritual journey. But most are just looking for the crowd, the end thing to do. But when it comes time to truly do the work, they disappear, and only a few are left that are honestly ready to commit to this path. This is the subject of transformation or death. And as I lay in my bed thinking about this dream, spirit began to speak to my heart, and they said that most people have committed themselves to the devil. And this means that most people are not ready to let go of the world, even if this world is filled with darkness. Most people are okay with millions of people being homeless, hungry, sick, and on the verge of death because it's not them. Most people don't care as long as it doesn't affect them. But that is the greatest of illusions. The truth is, if one person is suffering, then it affects us all because we are deeply connected through our spirit. This may be the cause for so much depression in the world today. It's because people are unconsciously feeling the energy of those that are suffering. The darkness that this world has been built on has fed on people for far too long, and its time is up. But most people don't see it. They believe the devil's world will always be intact, and they are okay with keeping these systems going because it seems to be working out for them. They have a job, a home, a few trinkets, and they get to hang out at the bar on the weekend. It's just the way it is, some people say. They don't see how all of this must change. And these are the masses of people who will not fight for anything. And they definitely will not fight for change in any way, shape, or form. If anything, they will fight to keep this tool of darkness going. They've been conditioned to do so. Well, thank God that the universe is not in agreement with keeping this going. We have received clear signs of the shift. We are being shown that it is time for a change, and the time is now. In our next episode, I will show you the evidence of the great shift, and we will look deeply through the lens of the ancient Egyptian tarot to receive the wisdom of spirit and the ancients. The time is now for the light, and the dark rulership is being removed as we speak. We have much work to do, family. I promise that I won't make you wait too long for the next episode. But in the meantime, I want you to think about the significance of this dream. In part two, we're going to dive deep. Change is here. And transformation is the only way to survive this great shift. So get ready. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe in it, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can
can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.